With this KLEM Sports Update for this Thursday, February 20th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Coming up tonight here on KLEM Radio with online audio at KLEM1410.com, we bring you a Class 1A District Semifinal Contest as the Galen Catholic Jays head to Paulina to take on South O'Brien. Our coverage slated to start at 6:45. Tip-off is at 7 o'clock. You can catch the contest right here on KLEM Radio with online audio at KLEM1410.com. Well, let's recap yesterday's sports action around the area on the KLEM Sports Scores and Results page. We'll start with the wrestling action from yesterday, day one of the 2025 State Wrestling Tournament, the 100th annual State Wrestling Tournament. The Lamar's Community Wrestling Team got things started in the morning in the Class 3A session yesterday. Four Bulldogs took to the mats. Unfortunately, Lamar's was unable to pick up a victory. At 120 pounds, Evan Stahl lost his first matchup by pin in the first period. Brock Asinius at 132 pounds lost his first matchup to an MRAC rival from Council Bluffs, Abe Lincoln. He lost a 19-3 tech fall. At 190 pounds, it was Caleb Brewer losing a 16-1 tech fall to John Hatchett of ADM. And at 285 pounds, stalling calls ended up dooming Jackson Hogue, who lost a 3-1 decision in his opening round bout. All four of those wrestlers are onto the consolation side of the bracket today. We'll tell you about their upcoming matchups later on in this sports update. Over now to the Class 1A State Wrestling Tournament, day one of action. This is where we had the rest of our area wrestlers compete. Let's take a look at the individual results there. We'll first start with the opening round bouts at 120 pounds. It was Quentin Smith losing his first round matchup by pin in the third period, so he's on the consolation side today. Parker Glassmaker of MMCRU started his tournament off with a pin in a minute and 42 seconds. He would get another one later on yesterday. Mark Gann at 144 pounds, he was able to get a 9-3 decision to move on to the second round at his weight class. Hinton's Brogan Lake, he got a pin in the second period to move on to round number two. Calvin Harvey of Kingsley Pearson lost his first matchup by decision 9-3, did not get a second match yesterday. Nathan Schoenfelder of Akron Westfield lost a major decision 14-1 to a good wrestler from Jessup. And then it was Peyton Hackett of Kingsley Pearson winning a matchup in the opening round by pin in the third period. Setting up some round of 16 matchups now yesterday, Connor Morrow of Akron Westfield at 106 pounds, he pinned his opponent from East Union in the first period, and Morrow was our first area wrestler to lock up a spot in the quarterfinal round. Joining him pretty shortly after that at 113 pounds was Jack Border of Hinton. He pinned his opponent from Grettinger, Terrell, Ruth, and Ayrshire in the second period, so those two end up in the quarterfinal round. Also competing in a round of 16 contest at 138 pounds, it was MMCRU's Parker Glassmaker losing a matchup to an undefeated Don Bosco wrestler. Just a tough draw there. Parker Glassmaker lost that one in a 15-0 tech fall to advance to the consolation side today. At 144 pounds, it was Mark Gann of Hinton losing a matchup to a wrestler that had just one match loss on the season from North Mahaska. He lost it by pin in the second period, so he's on the consolation side today as well. At 150 pounds, Jackson Kinnitz, with just one match loss on the year, he moved on to the quarterfinal round for Hinton, the second Blackhawk at the time, to lock up a spot, defeating Jensen Bourne of Wilton by pin in the first period. Brogan Lake at 157, he dropped to the consolation side, losing a matchup by pin in the first period to a Don Bosco wrestler. At 165, Jackson Kunkel continues his dominant season. He defeated Lawton Bronson's Lane Mitchell by decision, a score of 4-0 there. At 190 pounds, Gabe Anderson of Hinton, he was able to defeat Corbin Hill of Denver by pin in the second period. It was Peyton Hackett of Kingsley Pearson at 215, losing his second round bout by tech fall, 17-2 the final score. And then Jacob Bishop of Hinton, he was able to defeat Sigourney Kiota's Owen Menke in just 61 seconds. So five Blackhawks advanced to the quarterfinal round. Akron Westfield wrestler Connor Morrow's on the quarterfinal round, everybody else on the consolation side of the bracket. And because Hinton had such a good first day, after one day at the state tournament, the Blackhawks are fourth in the team standings with 34 points, 3 points behind Wilton in third, and a ways to go to get to Don Bosco, who leads the state tournament after day one with 58.5 points. Akron Westfield's currently tied for 46 with 6 points, and Kingsley Pearson and MMCRU are in a tie for 61st with 4 points as a team so far. Let's move on now to some basketball scores from yesterday. We'll get you back to the wrestling side of things in just a moment. But first, girls postseason action in Class 1A Region 3. A quarterfinal contest saw Galen Catholic girls see their season come to an end. The Jays fell to Woodbury Central last night in Mobile, 49-44. Jays had a big 38-31 lead in the third quarter, but just could not quite hang on as the Wildcats outscore the Jays 18-6 down the stretch. Isaiah Sitzman had 14 points to lead the Jays and finish off a historic career. She is the program's all-time leading scorer. Ayla Schmidt and Ella Ruland each had 8 points in the loss as well. Galen Catholic ends their season with a record of 12-12. But some good news came our way in Class 4A Region 1. Lamar's Community advanced on to the regional semifinal, defeating Sergeant Bluff Luton last night 57-48. The win marked the first postseason win for second-year head coach Sidney Baumgartner as leader of the Bulldogs. The first half of play was pretty close with neither side able to get much of an edge, and Coach Baumgartner liked how our team played in that first half and liked how they responded to start the second half.
I thought we did a pretty good job of valuing the basketball after a while. It just takes a little bit to get in the groove against in a postseason game. So I thought we had a pretty good first quarter when we scored 10 and they scored 14. So, and then we had a pretty good second quarter to help ourselves out. But our third quarter is really what saved us tonight.
Yeah, that third quarter was outstanding. The Bulldogs outscored Sergeant Bluff Luton 20-5 in the third quarter. The Bulldog offense got a big spark from Aubrey Lusing, who scored 10 of her 15 points in that third quarter. And Coach Baumgartner says the offense was also sparked by strong play on the defensive side.
I think it started on our defensive end. I thought we did a really, really good job communicating. They have some pretty good shooters, and so I thought we did a good job of hedging and switching, so they had to get off the three-point line. And then we made it a little bit more difficult for them to get into rhythm, and then our defense just gets into our offense. We got some inside-out threes. That's exactly what we wanted. Some offensive boards where we were able to have them out of position and get an easy layup.
Ava Spencer and Aubrey Lusing each had 15 points. Maya Scove, who really likes shooting in Sergeant Bluff, she had 14 points off the bench. The Bulldogs now get the honor of facing off with the top-ranked team in Class 4A with a matchup against Bishop Heelan on Saturday in Sioux City. The Bulldogs are heavy underdogs and are going to go in there with that mindset. Coach Baumgartner says she wants them to play like they have nothing to lose.
We just have to slow down the pace against them. They want to go, go, go. We got to play tough defense. They got some really good girls. The big thing about them is they're the number one team. They have stuff to lose on Saturday. We don't.
Tip-off for that regional semifinal at Bishop Heelan is scheduled for 7 o'clock. You can listen to the contest right here on KLAM Radio. The other score in Class 4A Region 1, it was Glenwood defeating Denison Schleswig 56-44. It'll be Glenwood against Lewis Central in a regional semifinal. Other girls' postseason scores of note in Class 3A Region 5, 5th-ranked Cherokee defeated Kemper Catholic 68-45. It was 14th-ranked Atlantic downing 15th-ranked Harlan 52-40. Over now to Class 3A Region 6, 6th-ranked Esterville Lincoln Central downed Humboldt 64-27. 11th-ranked Hampton Dumont Cal was a winner over Iowa Falls Alden 63-44. In Class 3A Region 8, number 8-ranked Algona defeated Western Christian 68-46. 12th-ranked Spirit Lake was a winner over Unity Christian 63-54. In Class 4A Region 7, MOC Floyd Valley downed Spencer 69-42 and Storm Lake beat Fort Dodge 54-39. Over now to Class 5A Region 1. It was Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln, a big winner over Sioux City North, 73-35. And in 5A Region 3, Sioux City West dominated Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson, 54-35. to 8. All those basketball and wrestling scores and notes, they can be found on our website at KLEM1410.com. Under the Sports tab at the top of the homepage in the drop-down menu, click on Sports Scores and Results. Well, let's take a look now at the sports schedule for today. We're going to start with the boys' wrestling rundown for the first set of matches for all of our area wrestlers. Starting with Lamar's Community, Consolation Bouts gets things started. Evan Stahl will take on Carson Pulver of Pleasant Valley. Brock Asinius matches up with Calvin Rathjen of Ankeny. It's Caleb Brewer against Xander Wedemeyer of Waverly Shellrock, and Jackson Hogue will take on Ryan Perch of Dallas Center Grimes. Hinton's quarterfinal matchups look like this. Jack Border will take on Jensen Dyer of Martinsdale St. Mary's. It's Jackson Kinnitz taking on Tiernan Boots of Lisbon. Jackson Kunkel, he'll match up with Clay Wilgenbush of East Buchanan. Gabe Anderson will take on Loudon Huizinga of Waco. Jacob Bishop will have a rematch with Tyler Sulzberger, someone he faced off with the districts. Sulzberger hails from Westwood. Consolation matchups for Hinton. Quentin Smith takes on Joe Hackett of Columbus Catholic. Mark Gam will take on Nick Pasuti of Interstate 35. And Brogan Lake will take on Fisher Buckingham of Wayne. Akron Westfield wrestlers, Nathan Schoenfelder in his consolation matchup will take on Tate France of West Branch, and Connor Morrow matches up with Jackson Page of Alta Aurelia in an all-Northwest Iowa quarterfinal in Class 1A at 106 pounds. Kingsley Pearson wrestlers in the consolation bracket, Calvin Harvey will take on Nolan Kriegel of Iowa Valley. Peyton Hackett takes on Chance Angle of North Mahaska, and MMCRU wrestler Parker Glassmaker, his consolation matchup is against Jacob Vance of Osage. On now to the basketball schedule for today. Class 1A, District 1, boys action, semifinal contest, Galen Catholic at South O'Brien. Coverage starts at 6:45 tonight right here on KLEM, with tip-off to follow at 7 o'clock. Also in Class 1A, District 1, the Kingsley Pearson boys will try and keep their tournament run alive. They are at Boyden Hall tonight. In Class 1A, District 2, it's MMCRU hosting North Union, and Grettinger, Terrell Ruth, and Ayrshire's at Newell Fonda. In Class 1A, District 16, Remsen St. Mary's hosts Westwood. It's Logan Magnolia at St. Albert. The other side of that sub-state in District 15, it's IKM Manning at Arweva, and Audubon is at Adair Casey Guthrie Center. In Class 2A District 16, the Hinton Blackhawks finally get to start their tournament run in boys action. They host Lawton Bronson tonight, and also in that district, it's Rock Valley at Western Christian. In Class 2A District 15, Southeast Valley's at OABCIG, East Sac County at Tri-Center. In Class 2A District 1, Okoboji's at Unity Christian. It's Garner Hayfield Ventura at Emmitsburg. In Class 2A District 2, Belmont Clemmy is at Spirit Lake, and Osage is at Forest City. In Class 2A District 3, MVAOCOU is at West Lyon. South Central Calhoun is at Cherokee. And in Class 2A Region 4, it's Eagle Grove at Ridgeview. And South Hardin is at Manson Northwest Webster. For more sports news, be sure to check out our website, KLEM1410.com. Follow us on Twitter at KLEM Sports. Encourage you to check out our website. We'll have a feature up there with Sebastian McGregor, who is the first Bulldog bowler to bowl a perfect game in competition. He was kind enough to sit down with KLEM Radio, and we have pieces of that interview for you up right now on our website at KLEM1410.com. Make sure to tune in tonight as well to postseason basketball, Galen Catholic at South O'Brien. Coverage starts at 6:45 in boys play right here on KLEM Radio. This has been your Thursday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteeg.